Conversation 2.
You know, Ben's given up making those terrible faces he used to make. The other day, he came home from school almost in tears. His teacher said if he went on like that, his face would get stuck when the wind changed.
And he believed her?
Yeah, he's only a little boy. Don't you remember all those things we used to believe when we were little? I remember my Aunt Mary used to say, if you swallow a cherry stone, a tree will grow out of your mouth. And I'm still terrified today, sort of subconsciously, you know, if I swallow one by mistake.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. The one that used to get me was that swans could break your leg with a blow of the wing.
They can, can't they? I always thought they could.
No, they're not that strong. But there's another one even more terrifying, that is, if you put a postage stamp on upside down, you'll go to prison.
No, never heard of that. But my grandmother was a terror for that kind of thing. For example, she would say you'll get a spot on your tongue if you tell a lie. If you eat stale bread, your hair will curl. And here's one more. We went on a camping trip once in Italy, and my wife spent the whole time worrying about bats getting into her hair. She said her grandmother reckoned you had to shave your head to get it out. My wife was really terrified.
Silly, isn't it? But that's how some parents try to keep their kids from doing the wrong thing or getting into trouble.
Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 12. What does the man say about Ben? Question 13. What did Aunt Mary used to do when the man was a child? Question 14. What does the woman believe swans could do? Question 15. What did the grandmother of the man's wife say?